Hi, welcome to week one. Glad that you joined us, and I'm excited to share this information with you over this number of weeks for our salon growth strategies. So our first week, what we're talking about today is marketing. And a couple things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what marketing is. We're going to talk about the different types of categories that fall under marketing, such as branding, public relations, advertising, etc. And I'll talk about some of the resources that we're going to provide on this page to help you as you define your message. So let's jump right into it. So what is marketing? Really, the goal of marketing, a lot of people look at it different ways, but the way we see it and the way I see it is it's a vehicle to drive leads. Leads are people who have a potential interest that will come into your business, frequent your business in some way or manner. Really, as I mentioned, it's kind of a bigger umbrella for all marketing, public relations, branding, and advertising. The biggest key is it's there to really get your phone to ring, or as some people say, to get butts in seats or butts in chairs or bodies in your chairs or on your table if you're in other businesses. So that's really how we see it. Some people ask the next question and they say, so how much money should I be spending on marketing? And typically what we recommend is that you set a budget of between 6 and 8% of your total revenue. Now at a minimum we would recommend 5%, but what we see is most people don't even do that and they do much less. And what they do is they say, you know what, I'm gonna get customers just by referrals. And you know what, I love that, and I think if your business is strong and if it's good and you have the time, it really is the best way. Word of mouth is going to be huge for you. The challenge with referral marketing is it takes so much longer to do it, although long term, it is the best strategy. But short term, the reason you're here, the reason you wanted this series, is you're looking for answers of how I can drive business today. And so that's what we want to look at, is all those different elements, but how do we do it today? So set your budget. One of the things people say is, okay, maybe I'm strapped for dollars. I struggle just to pay the rent. Obviously, I wouldn't be coming to you if I wasn't trying to get more business. So one of the things that you can do is maybe look at co-op dollars. Now, what are co-op dollars? Co-op dollars are being able to go to the manufacturers of the products that you carry or that you have within your business and ask them if they will provide any kind of co-op marketing dollars. What you find is many companies do. Co-op dollars are where if you're going to run an ad, you're going to do a direct mail, you're going to do a radio spot, you're going to do something, is if you mention their product in coordination, then they'll provide dollars for you. In fact, my wife was in the advertising business, and her experience was that there was a lot of co-op dollars to be available for people in the business. So those dollars are there in a variety of different businesses. So I would really look into those co-op dollars. Really just ask for it. And in many cases, if you are buying directly through a distributor, ask your distributor. Your distributor may have co-op dollars or funds available to help you to grow your business. Because if you grow your business, it's going to help grow their business and how much you order from them. Next thing in marketing is really defining and looking at who are your customers. When you look at who are your customers, what you look at is the demographics of those customers. Where are they coming from? What's their age? What's their gender? What is a commonality of those customers that you already have? It is better as you market to target the key audience. So if you're in a salon, you have very upscale, maybe you're trendy, those are the people that have been coming to your salon. It happens to be the location that you're in. Target your message, your terminology, your images, your graphics, whatever you do, target to that. Now, if you happen to be in an area where you have an older clientele, then your message, your look, your feel is going to be targeted to them. If you're in an upscale, affluent area, predominantly maybe you deal with women versus men, then your message is different for that. But if it's purely men and your target is men, I go to a salon that targets strictly to men, then their message, their look, their feel is going to be different in that case too. So there are so many different ways to look at that. It's age, it's gender, it's location, it's income, it's interests. Are the people that come in your salon, are they athletic? Are they avid skiers or bikers or runners or triathletes? Are they do they love Oprah? Do they whatever it is, it's finding that commonality so you can talk their language and what they care about. Next is with marketing is really knowing your message or what your unique value is. Before you can really target a marketing campaign or a message, it's knowing what you do that's unique. Now, sometimes this is a little bit different and challenging, but the question you have to ask yourself is, how am I really different? Now, you may say, I provide exceptional service. So, what does that mean, and how do you define that and differentiate it from other businesses? So if you look at Zappos or Amazon.com, the way they do it is with exceptional service, if it's Zappos, is the ability to return any shoes that you purchase and they pay for the shipping. So very few companies will do that. So in your business, what is different? If it is exceptional service, how do you define that? Do you guarantee a money-back guarantee? So if someone comes in, they frequent your business, they don't like it, you'll refund their money. If they're not happy, or is your uniqueness that you're trendy? Is your uniqueness the quality of individuals that work at your salon or that at your business, and how they've been vetted in the hiring process? Those are the things to really answer and look at. Could it be that you've done, hundreds of hours of training on a regular basis, and that's something that you can promote? Are you able to say that you've grown exceptionally fast? So, what really makes you unique? This is where you have to really spend some time on this and ask that question of yourself. Now, if you can't answer it, it makes it very difficult to market your differentiators. Okay? So, that is answering how you're different. And as part of that, just look at what do you provide that's different or better than anyone else. So next, let's look at the different types of marketing and the big broad categories. So you'll hear the first one that we're going to talk about is branding. What is branding? So branding is really what do people think of when they think of your business? And many times you go to a consultant's or you go to seminars or you go to events and they say, it's all about branding, it's branding and branding. And you know what? Branding is important, but if you don't have dollars coming in, you don't have clients coming in, you can go broke trying to brand. Branding is what do people think about once you're an established business and they think of, I want to go get this type of service. You want them to be thinking of you and the uniqueness that you bring. So let me give you some examples of branding. Who do you think of when you think of a coffee shop on every corner, consistency across the United States? Starbucks. Fast food, hamburger, anywhere in the world, consistency. McDonald's. Facial tissue, Kleenex. Cotton swab, right? It's Q-tip. So that's an example as part of branding is when you think of the broad category, you're who come to mind. So it takes usually a lot of time, a lot of dollars, a lot of consistency of message to get that. And when you're trying to grow your business and you're trying to make money and you're trying to pay the bills, sometimes branding is not always the best place to start. So, but it is extremely important. So that's what branding is. Next, we look at another form of marketing or a category that falls in marketing, which is public relations or PR. This is really what business do you think of when you think of my type of business? PR helps create awareness. Oftentimes, PR is announcing something you do. It's keeping your name in front of customers. It's keeping your name out there, and it's not necessarily selling a promo or selling a service or selling a coupon or something like that, as much as It creates exposure of your name. Now, some of the ways people do PR is you hire someone, you may announce that you've hired someone, especially if there's something unique about that individual. If you support a cause, maybe if you're a salon, you're cutting hair, you may do free cuts for or comb outs or styling for wigs for cancer patients. That might be something that you promote through PR. You may get yourself mentioned in articles because of your expertise on a certain skill set or knowledge or things like that. Or as people are talking about something relative to, maybe there was something in the news that talks about a shampoo, and maybe there was something about that shampoo that was kind of questionable, and maybe you're an expert on shampoos or color or hair, you may step up and say, "Hey, as an expert, after doing this for 20 years in the field, here's my opinion." That gives you that exposure, or PR, as we talk about. One of the things it does is it really establishes credibility for your business. And again, it tends to be a little bit more of a long-term approach, but it's definitely valuable. The nice thing is it's inexpensive and even free if you want to do it yourself. One of the resources that I would take a look at is what's called PR Web, and it's on the internet. And the key is you can post a press release there and release it. The key is really finding a reason to do a press release. You don't just do it to do it. You typically have a good reason behind it. So that's public relations. Next topic, let's talk about advertising. So a lot of people talk about advertising, and what really is that? That's getting your name out with a message to the public. So advertising, you'll see common types of advertising would be billboards, newspaper ads, radio is a great example. Television is an example. Online advertising through the web or banner ads or pay-per-click. Those are all examples of advertising. So let's look at each one of these and talk about some of the pros and cons, and so you can determine what's best for your business. So let's start with radio. Nice thing about radio is it gives you extremely broad exposure to thousands and thousands of listeners. Now, the challenge with it is it may or may not be as targeted as you want for the dollars that you're spending. And the key with any kind of marketing is repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. So if you are doing radio, to be effective, you have to do it over and over and over again, and it may or may not be effective for you. It can get your name out there, but at what cost, what expense? So it's important to look at that. In many cases, it takes longer for that exposure to do it. It can be used to drive business, but many people feel it doesn't always work for them. Great examples, though, especially because people in a salon business, people aren't going to usually drive more than a few miles to get to you in general, whereas radio is going to attack maybe the whole city. So you're kind of wasting your dollars on a huge part of your audience. Now, it works really great if you're in the furniture business or you're in maybe a car business or jewelry store, and people are willing to drive, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes to get to your business because it's so unique. But typically in the salon business or a service business, they may or may not do that. So again, may not be the best. And it's for the dollars you spend, it's harder to target to the demographic of your key customer, which is certain geography, certain socioeconomic, age, etc. Usually requires a long-term commitment. It may not always be a direct means to a sale, so it's not quite as targeted and focused on specifically getting a lead. So that's radio. Next, and there's a lot of advantages of radio. But for the dollars, it may or may not be right for you. So it's something to look at, though. Television, you know, here's the thing about TV, great exposure, great median. It's extremely expensive for the small business owner or small medium business owner. May not be right, and again, it takes a lot of repetition. So similar things, as I mentioned in radio, broad exposure, harder to define the target for typically when you're drawing within a few mile radius. Next, web and online. You know, the thing about web and online, it's a great resource to maybe drive people to your website. And I do like that, and more, having a powerful website is great. It answers questions for a lot of people. Depending on the city and the demographic you're going after, though, people probably are not on the web looking for a salon or for the business that you're offering. Typically, it's through word of mouth and some targeted marketing efforts. So it may or may not be the right fit. But that being said, it is worth having a strong web presence. I wouldn't spend a ton of time and money on it. You can do it inexpensively and free. We'll be talking about that in another lesson. And I'll give you some resources and some tips and techniques on what to do with that. But for now, I don't know that I would put a lot into it if you're looking for an immediate response and immediately driving business to your business. So next thing that I want to look at is marketing purely from a lead generation standpoint, which some of those other that I just talked about aren't necessarily lead generation. But so let's talk about direct lead generation. Typically what we see with direct lead generation are forms of direct marketing, and that could be coupons. We talked about referrals, direct mail, and other internet marketing aspects. So first let's talk a little bit about coupons. In general, coupons I think are an exceptional way to attract the attention of someone coming to your business. Now, the pros and cons of that are you have to get the coupon in their hand somehow. And what is the best way to do that? And there's a couple things I'll talk about here in a moment. Disadvantage of a coupon that I've heard from some clients is that they say that people will come in and they only use a coupon, they get the free discount, they get the offer, and they never come back. And in many cases, I don't want to say many cases, but the cases where that is true is when you don't provide the other things that we'll be talking about in this series that keep and attract and impress that first-time buyer or that first-time customer that comes to you. What I do like about coupons is they can be a compelling reason for someone to try your business who hasn't tried it before. But if you don't do coupons right, you're really wasting your money. Referrals. I talked a little bit about referrals. That's another method. I love referrals. You have to do a good job, but you have to know how to ask for referrals, and you have to know how to get referrals. So think about this. If I want to get a referral, I want my business to be top of mind when you leave my salon or place. I want you to be thinking of me all the time. So would you look at my haircut? Would you look at my nails? Why would I talk about the service? So how do you make it top of mind? What I love about direct mail is how targeted it can be. You can target by age, gender, location, segmentation, etc. Now, many of you may have tried direct mail in the past, and the problem is if you only did it one time, you probably had mediocre results. And so you probably didn't want to try it again. That's the challenge with direct mail. You have to have repetition. But it is so targeted, you can get your message right in the hands of the people that you want. So that's what's so great about it. Now, the downside is the initial perception is that it's costly, but there are inexpensive ways to do direct mail. Now, there are other forms of direct mail that you may be familiar with, which are the coupon mailers or the packets. This is where you get a packet, it's either shrink-wrapped or it's in an envelope, and it's relatively inexpensive, very broad distribution. And again, if you have a compelling offer, and you're able to help write that or provide input to it, it's a great resource and a great tool. Now, the downside is usually in those packets, you're not the only salon or the only business of your type. So you do have a lot of competing business and a lot of other folks that are in there. It does go to absolutely everyone. It's not quite as targeted with your message. So, you know, are you wasting some dollars? You know, maybe, but you do get broad distribution. So there can be advantages to the mailer packs, and I don't mind those if you do it right. But again, a lot of competition in the same mailer, and usually what happens is you're usually too busy to do any of the design work, so you have someone else do it, and in many cases it looks like everyone else. So the next thing as far as targeted direct marketing would be, and we talked about this before, is a little bit of the internet marketing. Now, internet marketing, there's so many methods of doing it, and if you don't know what you're doing and you don't spend the time, it can be very costly and not as effective. So one example of that would be banner ads, where a banner ad is where you pay for an ad, you have it designed, and it shows up on different websites to drive traffic. Now, the thing about internet marketing or web marketing is it's usually driving toward a website. So the key is, when they get to the website, what are they going to find? Now, if you have a coupon on your website, that could be very powerful, but that means you have to worry about the copy, the graphics, the design of your website, and you have to know what you're doing, or you can drop a lot of money on web advertising and not be effective. Now, because it's such a complex and comprehensive issue, we're not going to go into it in detail here. If you email us, we can provide a little bit more information, maybe talk to you a little bit more about it. But with other options out there, it wouldn't be my first, but it depends on your type of business. And if your long-term strategy is to drive traffic through web marketing, you could do that. We actually know of a Pilates studio in New York that had phenomenal success, filled their business within a month through effective web business. However, in order to do that, it probably took them 6 to 9 to 12 months to get enough web traffic and targeted search in order to drive people to their website, which then drove them in the door for the studio. Because what they found is a lot of people were looking for Pilates studios on the web, and they did very well. So it kind of depends on what your thing is, what you're looking for. Again, if you're a beauty salon, you're doing hair or nails, or massage, or those types of things, they may or may not be looking on the web for those services. Typically, that is referral business or through, like we talked about, coupons. So those are the keys that we wanted to talk about in this first lesson. Hopefully, it's been valuable to you. What we're going to provide at the bottom of the page is a little bit more information on really how to define your message for marketing and really to help differentiate who you are. It's really the first step in any of the marketing and advertising you do. If you are interested in doing postcard marketing, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into direct mail in our next lesson, which is next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that, some of the keys behind it, and hopefully you'll be with us next week and enjoy it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for joining this program, Salon Growth Strategies. I'm David, and I'll see you next week.